Segura Show.
Good morning, everybody. I have a couple of quick announcements. Number one, Cameron Esposito and Bria Butcher are my next couple to record for All Couples February. They're both so beautiful. I cannot wait to talk to them about their hair, about their style, about their skincare, everything. I know you're probably excited as well. So please go to Nashby.com, click on Ask a Guest, and send them some questions, and do it quick. Also, shout out to Kelly from NYC. I asked Paul and Janie your question, but I cut off your name somehow. So I just want to say it in the intro. Kelly, thank you for your question. And that's it, everybody. Enjoy Natch Butte.
You are a natural butte. You are a Natch Butte, Natch Butte. Natch Butte, na 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 na, Natch Butte. Oh yeah.
This pod's too good to be true. Can't take my ears off Natch Butte. To my podcast app I clutch. I wanna listen so much. At long last, Friday's arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. This pod's too good to be true. Can't take my ears off Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte. This is Jackie Johnson, your host, and it's All Couples February. We are celebrating love and partnership here on Natch Butte, and my guests today go together like toner and serum, baby. They are no... You're like, what the hell is that? They are no strangers to the recording booth. They are both actors. They are both podcasters. They both do the voices for some of your favorite cartoons. They're both stylish cuties with great senses of humor. And they both happen to be married to each other. Today, I am joined by Paul F. Tompkins and Janie Haddad Tompkins. Welcome! Did you like that intro?
Yeah! Yes! That was amazing.
Thank you. Fantastic.
The reason
I chose that was the song that I came down the aisle to of my wedding.
Oh, really?
With the same lyrics?
With the same lyrics. No. I wrote the whole thing about my podcast and recorded myself singing it and then came down the aisle to that. I kind of wish I had done that. Did y'all's wedding have a bunch of bits in it?
No, we did no bits.
Same.
Yeah.
We were like, we live every day with humor. Can we have one day of somberness?
That's exactly how we were.
Yeah.
If people want to do that, fine. But we, it just like we didn't do a choreographed
number.
Yeah.
Same. And part of me kind of now wishes that like as soon as they said, your husband and wife, we wanted that. Hi-ya, hi-yo, hi-ya. Like the Pure Moods soundtrack, like smash in. I kind of regret not doing that, but you know what? It's okay.
We did ours totally earnest, and to this day,
it was Earnest themed.
People,
so we had a Jim Varney impersonator.
Yeah. Earnest goes to
that was the
our
one
wedding.
Bit we did.
Earnest goes to our wedding.
Earnest
comes out.
Goes to
okay, that
no.
needs to be a theme. I'm down for that.
That is free to good home. Earnest goes to our wedding.
We actually, like to this day, we've been married 8 years this April. People still are like, we got to recreate your wedding. Like it was the most amazing weekend of our life.
It was really wonderful.
And it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, this is going to age me, but I am...
not older than me.
I'm a big fan of y'all as a couple, and even before I met Janie, which we met at a clothing swap, I don't know if you remember.
I do remember.
That, oh my God, I'm telling you, it's like the comedy wife mafia clothing swap.
I know. It's true.
Oh my God.
It's true.
I have a pair of like Kelly Oxford's jeans. I have a top.
That's amazing.
That, like, Morgan Walsh wore.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, and I'm like Sarah Thayer's exact size. So I end up with all, like, I show up early.
I'm telling you, that was a beautiful day. I'm honored to have been there. Okay. So I remember on Tumblr. Like, I looked it up last night. It was 5 years ago, back when the kids were still tumbling and, re-tumbling. Paul put up a picture of y'all's wedding and a little anecdote about the song that y'all came down the aisle to, with Wagon Wheel, by Old Crow Medicine Show.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was our outro.
Yes, that's the processional
recessional.
There you go. Mm. You think I would know that. I am a newlywed, technically. And so...
Wait, how long have you had
a year and a half?
A year you can still be a newlywed.
So I'm an old hag now. I'm an old married hag. But anyway, I remember reading that and seeing the photo, and I just, like, my little heart melted. I was just like, I love comedy love.
That's awesome.
I love comedy love. Nice, and right? It was such a cute photo, and I love that song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I came down the aisle to... Can't Take My Eyes Off You by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Which is a beautiful standard.
It is. And it's also, do you remember that scene from 10 Things I Hate About You? When Heath Ledger sang it in the stands?
I mean, that sounds familiar. I can't say that I've seen that film.
Sorry.
Yeah. But I've seen parts of it.
Well, I don't know. If y'all are ever bored, check it out.
All right.
Yeah, check that movie out. Y'all know, right? Yeah, it's a good film. Anyway, that's why I came down the aisle to it, because I love Heath Ledger movies. We have so much to discuss. We want to hear about your beauty, skincare, wellness, self-care, couples self-care. But I think we should start the day off by answering the fan questions.
Oh, sure. Oh.
Like I thought, we got flooded with questions. Everybody wants to know the comedy power couples,
oh my gosh,
wellness, and all kinds of cute things.
No
so
way.
Let's get into the questions, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, here's the first question. This is from Shay in Ventura.
Hi, Shay.
Is it Ventura? Ventura? Ventura?
I say Ventura.
Oh, now I don't know how I say it.
I know, me neither, damn it.
I say
Ventura. I think I say Ventura.
Okay, it's Ventura.
Lucha.
When I first moved here, I was like reading all the signs like a bumpkin. I was like, I just turned on San Vicente. And everybody's like, it's San Vicente. I'm like, how the fuck was I supposed to know that?
Oh, I thought it was San Vicente.
I don't know.
Well, we mispronounce all, like, it's
well,
Rodeo Drive. It's not Rodeo.
Yes.
And it's
I
not
said
Canyon.
Rodeo,
it's Canyon, you know.
Right.
What do you mean, Canyon?
Well, there's that street in on the Beverly Hills side, that's Canon, and it's got
the
little squiggle.
It is.
I don't know the name of that thing.
I thought it was Canon.
I don't either.
That's how we say it. That's how everyone says it in Los Angeles.
Like Canon?
But it's Canyon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Canyon's Laurel Canyon.
Right.
That's
right. I'm telling you, they need to get their act together. These
and
street
Sepulveda
signs.
On, does not get pronounced.
I say Sepulveda. I used to.
Because GPS says it like that.
Right. Yeah. I just do a series.
Don't
says.
Visit Charleston. You won't know how to say the streets there.
They have a lot of weird street names in Charleston. Well, it's a lot of pronunciations that are
old.
Yeah, they're really
family.
Old. And they have nothing to do with the way the word is spelled.
I'm very curious if you can name an example.
Vandross Street is spelled V A N D E R. H O R S T, Vanderhorst. But it's Vandross.
Mm-mm. And Hugie?
A Hugie Street.
Hugie.
Which is H U G E R.
That's where I live.
Legree.
I live on Hugie Street.
Hugie Street. And then Legree Street is Legare. Legree.
What kind of backwards town is this?
It's full of itself. Just full of itself.
Luckily, my podcast after this is called, Is That a Street Name? And y'all can come back and we'll just do a whole pod on just
I got
the street
2 hours
names.
For you.
There you go.
I got two.
I can't wait.
2 hours for you.
So let's get
All right, Shay. Shay from Ventura,
Yes,
please.
Let's get back to Shay's question. Okay. To Paul and Janie, y'all are adorbs. What are your fave? What's your fave feature of your spouse in the way they accentuate it? Your favorite way they accentuate it, and then there's an XOXOX.
thank you for including that.
Yes, of course.
Fave feature. I mean, are we talking physical feature?
I think it's open for interpretation.
Okay. So what would you say?
Because you can't accentuate. Something.
It probably
intangible?
Is physical, I guess. Let's just do
it's
physical.
True.
I personally like Paul's smile, and I know that he, over the years, has had issues with his smile.
Well, I have a big gap in my teeth.
Which I'm jealous of. Like, how cool is having a gap?
Gaps are so in.
Are they in now?
I watch America's Next Top Model. Tyra would never.
I just think gaps in your teeth are cool. Like, I like imperfections in general.
So you admit that it's not. Supposed to be there
in a like the coolest way ever.
I was, you know, as a kid I was very self-conscious about it,
yeah.
And sometimes still as an adult sometimes I don't care, sometimes I'm glad it's there, sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it depends any given day, but
Paul booked a pilot 1 year and they made him wear a fake
yeah I had
Shut
to,
up.
I had to have a prosthetic made to make it look like I had
it infuriated me
my mouth
infuriated.
Is a gape.
with shock and anger. That's
because
insane.
It was like,
you don't put Paul F. Tompkins on a shell and put damn dentures in his mouth. What kind of freak are you?
That's what I... No wonder it didn't get picked up.
Yeah.
Because they messed up.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, like there was a lack of authenticity.
No wonder. People knew. People could sense it when they were watching it. You know what?
I don't like that kind of stuff, like in Hollywood. I really do like people's natural features. Like,
for sure.
Yeah. Just...
Well, I agree that I think people look their best when they're just themselves, you know?
Right.
And, you know, but I don't... That said, I don't blame people for changing things, for doing... what people can do whatever they
want.
But
that's different when it comes from your own choice.
Yes, absolutely.
Instead of someone outside saying, you have to do this.
But, you know, I found that I was more upset that they hired me an acting coach.
Well, I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah. But
why did they hire you for this job?
I don't know.
So we want to change everything about you. We want somebody to tell you how to act.
We got this sideshow freak who's never acted in his life.
It was so weird.
Let's make him the lead in the show.
Also, you were like the best one in the pilot because I saw it afterwards.
Oh, honey.
It was true.
Well, I guess the coach worked.
Well, that piece was called a flipper.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it the other day. I dug it out the other day. To see if it fits, because I'm doing some film work. I'm doing a day on a movie where I'm playing an actual person,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, well, maybe I'll wear the flipper because this person and I have a gap in their teeth, and it doesn't fit anymore.
Because your teeth naturally move over the years.
My teeth are just moving all around.
Who knows what you're going to look like soon? I mean, we're going to have to get some more flippers in there.
Just gap over way over to the right, and then all my teeth are over on the left.
Who knows? I mean, depending on who you're playing in this movie, that might actually be applicable. How exciting. Well, so how would you say the stash accentuates that smile?
Well,
I mean,
for
I would
sure,
say.
Definitely.
It is like a nice little framing device.
I think the best accentuation is when I make him laugh.
Oh, I love that.
That's my favorite way to accentuate his smile.
We make it to the laugh.
Because then I get something out of it.
We make it to the laugh a lot.
And you get something out of it.
That's
true.
Right.
That's the best answer. See, I love y'all. What about you, Paul? What would you say is Janie's your favorite feature of hers?
If I had to pick one, it's very tough. But if I had to pick one, I would say her hair. I think Janie has incredible hair.
She does. Yeah.
It's thick
unruly.
And curly, and but it never looks unruly.
It does all
it
the
just
time.
Looks. I think you have amazing hair.
Thank you.
So do you like it when she wears it like down? You like it? You just like it all the time?
I like it when it's wild and free.
Mm-hmm.
I love it in the morning when she has bedhead. I
oh
think
my
it's
God.
Amazing. It's
people
adorable
pay a lot of money
me.
For that. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm always like trying to flatten it. I have like a flat iron thing.
If I wake up before her and I'm out in the living room and you know I'm having my breakfast
so
or whatever, and
talk.
She comes up, she appears in the doorway. It makes me smile every single
because
time.
Because
I've been saying
it. It's so sweet. Crazy hair.
No, it's the best. It's
well,
the best.
Thank you.
So sweet.
That's nice.
Shay,
all right.
You just
thanks,
got
Shay.
The best answer ever. This question is from Megan in Chicago.
Mm. Hi, Megan.
Deep dish.
Yep, better believe it. When they step out as a couple, they're always so well coordinated. Who picks their outfit first? Do they shop? Do they shop to match a look that one of them has in mind? Also, there's the two-parter. Megan got a little greedy. Also, are there any grooming products they share? My husband and I both use a zillion products and don't share a dang thing. And I dream of one day we find the perfect product we both want to use. Mm. Megan in Chicago.
Now, did Megan say dang or did you say dang?
She said dang.
She said dang, all right.
I read verbatim,
she
okay?
She knew you were going to be reading it.
Exactly. I wanted to give her justice.
We do coordinate outfits a little bit.
But not all the time.
Not all the time. But every once in a while.
Well, like you had that BoJack premiere and we...
Y'all did it.
Yeah,
we did it up.
That outfit, I'm telling you, when I looked y'all up to put a photo up.
Oh, by the way, my dress, clothing swap.
Yes!
That was like from that.
Yes! I'm
one of
you,
them.
I need to get real. I need
like
to get
somebody's...
back on the PR list of that clothing swap because
okay,
damn, that was the best day of my
I'll
life.
I'll alert you.
Okay, excellent. That was a great one.
It was.
I like
it's
to.
It's always good.
I like to defer to Janie for the outfit, and I like to wear something like maybe a little
like a
accessory
or
whatever that will be the same color as something that she is mm-hmm. wearing.
He'll say, what are you wearing? And I'll be like, oh, blue or whatever. And then he'll try.
Yeah.
But it's not always. It doesn't always.
No, we're never like super matchy-matchy, but I think it's nice to be complimentary sometimes.
Would y'all ever pull that like Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears denim look together?
Oh, we should do that.
Yeah, we
have
should.
Have you seen that photo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's an
we
iconic
should do
moment.
That.
I want to have made a complete denim suit, like a 3-piece suit.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you could get that denim dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
That would be a fun
less body con so people don't.
Well, you could do any silhouette. I think that any silhouette you like.
A nice denim empire waist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a bell sleeve. Get wild with it, you know? I think that's...
I do love denim. Do we share a beauty product?
Yes. Any products that you share?
Okay, well, not really, like, it's not, like, sanctioned or whatever, but sometimes I'll forget my hair styling stuff on a trip, and then I use his Magic Mold. It's, like, in a red...
Magic Ooh. Move.
Magic Move. Ooh. Magic Move.
Shout out to Magic Move.
I've never heard of that.
I love Magic Move, but I don't use it myself.
Right.
Which I don't know why, because when it's...
You could.
Yours.
You certainly could, Janie. You certainly could.
But for the most part, we have our own stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
For sure.
Do y'all use...
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all share toothpaste?
Nope.
No.
I have a different...
What?
No, we do. We do a
We're
lot separate.
We're both very particular about our toothpaste.
Okay, this yeah. is
I like
exciting.
I like Colgate Total.
Mm-hmm. You got to
like
get
what?
That Total protection.
I like Colgate Total, and he uses Sensodyne.
Sensodyne.
Oh, got a sensitive
Which
mouth.
I think is disgusting, and I have sensitive teeth, but I get a fluoride treatment when I go to the dentist twice a year. That's how I deal.
What's funny to me about that is that all toothpaste to me is kind of... It's not great.
Not yeah. Colgate
you know I mean?
Total.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Colgate Total.
Nobody's jazzed up about their toothpaste. Nobody's shouting from the rooftops how much they love their
Colgate
damn toothpaste.
Colgate Total is really good.
You love your Colgate Total.
I do like Colgate Total. For real.
Hey, that's great. That's great.
We do like a lot separate, like our laundry separate. We just keep it, you
Can
know.
I, yeah. I would recommend this to all couples.
Yeah.
Do your own
we
laundry.
We have separate towels.
Oh, we do.
We
There's
have
no
our
needs.
Towels.
Completely separate.
I can't believe anyone is still doing like the communal laundry. Unless
I'm
you're a family.
You. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But even then you have to sit there and separate it all when you're
yeah.
done.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what is this, colonial times? We're the same. We keep everything, literally everything
yeah.
separate.
It's better.
We're just married for some reason.
It's better.
I don't know why we needed the paper when we keep everything separate, but we do.
No, it's so much better. It's so much better.
Wow. It is so much better, yeah.
Not even toothpaste shared, huh?
Nope.
Well, I say that because nope. the only thing we share is toothpaste. Mm-hmm. The only.
What's your brand? I gotta know.
Well, I'm using Schmitz right now.
Schmitz? What?
What's that?
Schmitz.
I've never heard
is
of
that
Schmitz.
Is that like an old-timey
it's
brand?
It's a natural toothpaste, baby. It's
natural.
Vanilla chai flavored. It tastes like you're drinking a latte in the morning.
Interesting.
Which I'm not mad at.
That's really strange.
But I'm also on a mission for my fluoride, so I've been implementing a fluoride rinse in.
Oh,
sure.
So I'm trying to upgrade that fluoride.
I use a water pick.
Oh, should I get one?
I love
devices.
It. I love my water flosser.
What kind is it?
It's
you know?
Just like, I think, water pick brand. It was like the Amazon bestseller one.
Oh, there you go.
Because my other one broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you use it every day?
I use it several times a week.
Interesting. I need to get on that train.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to. That's my like big goal of the year, beauty wise. Is like I want them teeth to be white.
You want some good teeth?
Yeah, I want those teeth white.
It is good. It is important to take care of your teeth.
It definitely is.
I went a long time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went a long time without going to the dentist when I was younger because of just fear.
Yeah.
And when I finally made myself go, I had to have a deep cleaning of my gums, which is deeply unpleasant.
Oh yeah, because they were bad. Like, painful. "You got some crud up there. We gotta help you out."
Yeah, we're gonna peel your gums back from your teeth and just dig around in there with a stick.
And if you had maintained it, you wouldn't have had to go through
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But I hear you. That dentist fear is a big common thread. Yeah. I
love nitrous though. Like whenever I have to get like work
she
done,
does love-
I get kind of like happy.
You're like, oh, darn, another cavity?
Yeah.
Oops. Eating candy on the way to the dentist?
You get it for cleanings,
No,
right?
I don't get for cleanings. But, like, if they offered it, I would. Because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's good.
I got it for the first time because you raved about it so much.
I love it.
You got to try nitrous.
It's really fun.
I had to have a crown replaced, and I asked
That's
for
the
nitrous,
perfect.
And you know what? It is great.
It's the perfect
I
opportunity.
I feel like I've only had it once for my wisdom teeth.
Oh.
I feel like that's it.
No, you gotta
I gotta go
request.
Back. I gotta try again.
Yeah.
I mean, do you still have your wisdom teeth?
No.
Oh, that's, oh my God, that's right. You have a horrible story.
Yeah,
that.
It's terrible. Oof. I was very sick. But we don't, this is beauty. This is not.
Yeah, we're not here to talk about teeth. That's my other podcast, Woe is Teeth.
You're really racking up the podcast.
You're one to talk, PFT. You're one to talk.
Woe is Teeth. You actually should do that now. That title is too good to waste.
There's probably like teeth fetishists out there that would love listening to that.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, root canal. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's keep answering questions because we have a lot to get to, and they're great. This question's from Julia in Toronto.
Hi, Julia.
Canada.
Hi, Paul and Janie. I'm so excited you're both on Nash Butte. Paul, I'm a huge fan. I made you laugh once on your Toronto stop of the Comedy Bang Bang Tour, and it was one of my greatest achievements.
That's sweet.
My question is, you're always so dapper. Would you ever play a character that dresses terribly? Would that be fun, or would it make you uncomfortable? Thanks for all the laughs, and Jackie, thanks for all the wonderful podcast and inspire me to go cruelty-free with my makeup. Julia from Toronto. Very excellent question, Julia.
Excellent question, Julia. And in fact, I have played characters. Like in that pilot we talked about before, I played just a regular old dad, mm-hmm. and so I wore stuff that I don't really wear.
Yeah.
A little frumpa-dump.
Frumpa-dump.
Frumpa-dump-dump dad. Was that your character name, frumpa-dump-dump dad?
Frumpa-dump-dump dad, yeah. That was probably another reason it didn't go...
Yeah,
because everyone said
turned everybody off.
Yeah, every other character said the full name when they addressed me.
Although that does sound like a fun cartoon.
From a dump dump dad.
Don't you think?
From a dump dump dad.
I mean, y'all could play the mom and dad. You could play from a dump dad, and you could play Mrs. From a dump.
Mrs. From a dump.
Yeah, I'm pitching it. Too late. You're both attached. Verbal contracts in California are binding. It's happening.
Oh my God.
We're right down the street from Cartoon Network.
That
Wait,
is
that's
true.
The worst. That's the worst costume. Is that
well?
Thing?
It's. I mean, I've played those parts. Oh, the worst costume.
Yeah.
I did a pilot. Another pilot didn't go where I played a regular old dad. That was set in the 70s.
Oh, man.
Oh, but I like that kind of retro fun.
Yeah, I did not like my wardrobe for that because it was an unforgiving time.
Yeah.
There was a lot of clingy
polyester.
Fabrics,
nothing
polyester.
Breathed. Nothing
yeah.
breathed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, just watch the Brady Bunch.
Oof. Yeah.
And then you know.
Yeah.
But I thought I looked like garbage in that thing. It was very, it was traumatic.
I feel like you could rock that, like a colorful scarf, a kerchief even.
Or like a big collar, mm-hmm. right? That's fun. The
but
big,
I was playing a 70s frumpadump. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
right.
You weren't playing a 70s disco dad.
70s frumpadump is the precursor to frumpadump dad.
Frumpadump
dad.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Origin story.
Yeah, exactly. This is like double knit polo shirt that just like hugs every surface. And it's not good.
I mean, listen. So you were not a fan of that?
Not a fan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not a fan. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's answer this question. And you know what? I don't have the name of the person who sent this in because I fucked up. So you know what? Whoever you are, I'm sorry. Two of my favorite worlds are colliding. Love, love, love you, Jackie. You're my Quain, and I can't get enough. Hashtag Texas forever.
Quain.
PFT is one of my favorite comedians ever. Where are your elegant balloons?
Oh.
And Janie, you are style goals. This isn't beauty related, but I'm curious to know. Hashtag showbiz can be so stressful on the individual. How do you two stay sane and grounded to remain strong as a couple? Love, love, love you all. NYC via Sprang, Texas. I'm so sad that I cut out your name, but I'm sure you're great, baby.
Get it on the next episode.
That's
yes.
right.
Little shout
out. I'll shout her out.
Sift through all the letters you get from Sprang, Texas.
Yes, I will. I have them all filed. I'll pull them out.
Sure.
Yes.
Wait, the question is, how do we stay...
How do you stay sane and grounded and remain strong as a couple with the stresses of Hollywood?
That's a good question. What is the answer?
I will tell you the answer.
Okay.
And I'm sure that you can relate to this, Jackie, that when you're both performers and you're both in the thing, there's a great shorthand of experience where you know what the other person is going through. And so we take turns being the person
really
that's
sad.
There for the other people.
I mean, that is so true.
Being really sad.
Well, yeah, but it's like... It's,
well, there's a lot of rejection.
There's a lot of rejection, and you know, you get your hopes up about certain jobs or whatever, and, you know, when it doesn't go well, it's nice that the other person knows exactly how you're feeling and, you know, can just be there and listen and be supportive. So it's like...
But how do you stay sane, really? I mean, that's like...
I think that's how.
That's a benefit.
You know? But... Yeah. But, I mean, really, the thing is, like...
In general,
such a weird business that you get used to the disappointments in a certain way. Yeah, it's a muscle.
It's definitely a muscle. I mean, this is what, in general, like, whenever people ask me, ooh, you know, how do you deal with show, you know, so hard or whatever, and it's all mindset, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So if you can master the mindset, then, you know, rejection becomes easier to overcome. Because you will feel bad by it. You just can't. I mean, that's part of it.
It's really perspective, you know. It's like you have to look at it as, I'm not going to get every single job.
You are going to feel disappointment.
Yeah.
That is definitely part of it. But how quickly?
To varying degrees, you know.
And the goal is, how quickly can you recover?
Yeah.
Right? So it's not debilitating.
Yes.
So we just kind of have to, like, help each other, I guess, is part of it. To recover faster, every time, you know?
And take from the experience what you need to go on to the next experience, you know? What could you have done differently? Or did you feel like, well, that was just the luck of the draw? I didn't get that job. I did the best that I could, you know? There's a lot of different gradations of the experience, but it's a bonus to have somebody that understands what you're going
through.
That's
true. Indeed. It is. You know? Yes. It is a bonus.
Yeah.
I love that. I think never take your partner for granted, you know?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. You hear me?
And grounded-wise, like, get lots of sleep, drink lots of, you know, stay hydrated, eat, you know, I mean, for real.
Yes.
Like, it's such a constant, you know, battle, this journey of show business or whatever.
Wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
That you're constantly having to... practice self-care.
It makes sense. I feel like there's days where I'm, like, stressed and busy, and I had, like, 3 auditions and one sucked, and I'm like, I just need to drink some water and eat a good meal.
Yeah.
I just need, like, some healthy fats.
Yeah, like
a nice soup
or something.
Like an avocado or something. Like, I need a healthy fat. Yeah, but that's true.
It is true.
Excellent advice. Ooh, I'm excited about this question.
Ooh.
This question's from Angela in El Paso.
Hi, Angela.
For Paul F. Tompkins. Hi, Paul. You're always... very well dressed and dapper. The word dapper just keeps coming up. Do you have a signature scent that you use to complete your look?
Ooh, This is the hot tip right here. I'm very timid about scents because there are scents that I like, but when I smell a scent on another dude, it always just feels like you should not have done that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
People overdo it.
Oh, yeah. It's... I don't know. There's also, I think I also associate it with age. There's like older guys who are like, oh, you're wearing older guy scent.
Yeah.
You know?
Or the like Axe body spray of a 22-year-old guy.
Yeah. Too much.
But there's Demeter that makes those, they make fragrances that smell like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a few of those that I really like that I think absolutely smell like the thing that they say they're going to smell like. One of them is... my favorite thing is called Holy Water, which smells like it smells like that liquidy smell of church incense, you know.
I'm intrigued.
They make one called Firefly that I like a lot. It just smells like kind of summer, you know. and they make one called Christmas Tree, which smells like a goddamn Christmas tree.
I love that.
And so around the holidays, I like to wear that because it's a great smell.
It's very festive.
Yeah, but yeah. I'll do like 2 quick hits and that's it.
Yeah. And you like those, Janie?
Oh yeah, I like scents. I'm into scents.
Do you like when I wear the scents? Do you ever notice?
Of course I do.
Do you wear... So you don't wear them all the time?
No, not all the time.
Okay. No, he doesn't. He's very sparing with it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I do not leave the house without a scent. That's just me, though.
Janie will... She'll spray the perfume into the air and then walk through it.
That's my thing. That's what ladies
do.
I
love it. I love to see it.
Do you have a signature scent?
I do.
Well, tell everybody what it is. Don't keep us waiting.
I wear Rose Noir by Burrito. I think that Burrito.
Rose Noir by Burrito.
Seriously, you
hey,
guys.
Hey, y'all, Burrito here. You guys, have you tried my latest scent,
I
Rose
Noir?
I
don't know how you say it, for
hey,
real.
Get yourself some of my Rose Noir.
For real, I don't know how to say it.
How's it spelled?
Where's it from? Sephora?
No, it's like a Swedish brand or something.
Ooh, well, I'll find it.
I found it at Barney's the first time, like 10 years ago, and then it's B-Y-R-E-D-O. R-E-D-O.
Oh, Burrito.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I will link it on Nashby.com.
I don't know.
My sleuths will find it, a.k.a. me later. I'm a one-man band, baby. I do all my own research. Okay, I think that's the end of the questions. I realized
questions.
That I didn't ask.
Thank you.
I didn't ask the questions I've been asking all the couples this month. And so I'll just ask one, okay? Mm-hmm. So what does Janie get at Starbucks? And what does PFT get at Starbucks? I want you to each answer.
Wow.
Now, I
this is hard because we're not like Starbucks.
Yeah,
people.
I actually don't know. I'm not a Starbucks person at
all. Yeah, so no coffee, no tea.
But I drink coffee in the morning, the end.
At home.
At home,
okay.
Yes.
I would just get him, if I had to get him something from Starbucks, I would just get him like the drip coffee of
yeah.
the day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would.
I like black coffee.
He's like a black
Look
coffee.
At you.
Yeah.
What would you get me if gun to your head?
Well, I know you take your coffee with cream.
Mm-hmm.
So if I gun to my head, I would get you a black coffee with cream.
Oh, okay.
And you don't take sugar.
I don't.
Yeah.
Look at you two. Well, really, that question was just a disguise to say, what do you both
do? How do you do
your
coffee?
Do you do your drink? How's your poison? And you both answered. So great. I don't really go to Starbucks either. I just thought it would be a festive question.
Right, it's a good one.
Everybody go local, okay? There's probably a mom and pop coffee place right across the street
from
the Starbucks.
So many.
Go visit them instead. I don't know.
We make coffee at home. We're boring.
Okay, let's get into my questions, baby.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
These are all from Jackie J's noggin.
Here
So we've been talking
go.
About Paul being dapper. That's come up a lot. And
yeah.
It's actually on your Wikipedia. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I read
not
it
know
last
that.
Night.
Wow.
It says,
are you allowed to do that on Wikipedia?
I mean, listen, it said his look has been described by some in the press as dapper.
Some in the press.
That is a quote from your wiki page.
That was, I think, the Washington Post said that.
Perhaps. Yeah, they're hard-hitting journalists. So I'm sure you're asked this a lot, but like, were you a stylish little boy?
Yeah, I was.
Like, when did your style hit? How did it hit?
I was just always obsessed with dressing up from a very young age. I think because I wanted to be older, and that seemed like a way to feel that way,
yeah.
You know,
sophisticate yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember my first suit, like I got a three-piece suit when I was in, I want to say sixth grade, and I wore it for, I was able to wear it for a few years, and it was like a sort of Air Force blue with a reversible vest. So
oh, two for one. How economical.
You could turn it inside out, and it was plaid. And I was very excited about that suit. That was a big deal for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I
well,
always
where,
just...
Would you wear it to school?
Clothes.
Or just like for...
Well, I went to Catholic school, so I had to wear, a uniform. Mm-hmm. I wore a tie and a button-down shirt. But I wore it to... Like, if there was a wedding, if we got to go to a wedding. And luckily, I came from a big family, so there were brothers, sisters, cousins getting married.
There are weddings every other day.
Yeah, there were so many weddings when I was a kid. And
you were like, get the suit out.
So excited. Picture day. I was thrilled.
Did you ever rock the plaid reverse at those weddings?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And so that just evolved into, because is it just that other comedians, most of us are just, we're just schlubs? Or like, you know what, why do people always comment on your clothes?
I think it's that, what I think is great is that we live in a time when people can wear whatever they want.
Yes.
So my style is fine for me. I never expect other people. I never look down on other people if they're not dressed exactly like I am. You know what I mean? I think it's great that everyone can express their individual styles. People can be as eclectic as they like with what they wear. And that's as it should be, you know? So I think it's that I think, but I do think there are a lot of people that look at the way I dress as uncomfortable and inconvenient. You know, like, why would you wear those things if you didn't have to? Which I get where you're coming from, but it's like, that's what style is.
Yeah.
You know, it's that.
It's called fashion. Right. It's called fashion. Have you heard of it?
It's called fashion.
That's what you start saying to people. I was wondering about, like, dry cleaning. You must dry clean a lot, right?
That is the unfortunate downside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is do that... they know you by name when you walk in?
Oh, yes, they do.
They're like, hey, Polly boy. Yeah. I don't know why I picked that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. They must just really just you keep that, those lights on at that place.
They're not they're not disappointed to see me
yeah.
when I show up. Yeah.
Have they ever lost anything? It happens sometimes. That's great.
No, they have not.
But Paul, you do your own shirts. You should tell her that.
I iron my own shirts, yeah.
Ooh.
He irons a lot. That's his thing. He loves it.
I don't love it.
But you do it a lot.
I do it a lot, but I don't love it.
Well, you got to look crisp.
It needs to be done.
Can you imagine if you put all this effort into this suit and then you had a wrinkly ass shirt?
That's right.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a disgrace.
It's a damn disgrace.
It's a damn disgrace.
Yeah.
You do the starch and everything.
No starch.
What?
No starch.
No starch. My grandmother's rolling in her grave. No starch. How do you keep it crisp?
You just do a good job ironing.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I used to work at the Cheesecake Factory, and we had to have a press, a line.
Oh, wow.
Crease in both legs and a crease down the front of your white apron.
Wow.
Floor length.
That's a lot
of. Front of the
and
apron.
If you didn't have a crease, get to walking. They're not putting you on the floor.
That is like a high maintenance
very
situation.
Corporate.
Yeah.
And they dress you in all white. And my theory is so you look like a piece of cheesecake, so people want to order cheesecake. White long sleeve, white
did it
pants,
work?
White.
Did you sell a lot?
Oh, honey, I sold. I worked at the Grove.
I sold. You slung
there
that cheesecake.
There isn't a tourist from here to Hong Kong that didn't get a piece of cheesecake from me.
I bet people loved you as a waitress.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure. Listen. I mean, people were,
I think you're being modest.
There was this one, I'll never forget her. I mean, this was 12 years ago, and I still have PTSD from this woman. She was the worst. She goes, hi, welcome to the okay, first off, I can't eat gluten. And every time I come here, I get sick. So I'm going to say it for the 100th time. I can't have anything with gluten. Okay?
Oh, no.
And I go, okay, our special's today. Or, you know, we have to say these spiels because of the secret shopper thing.
Right.
And then, I don't know how this happened. Maybe because I'm cursed. She ordered a side of steamed vegetables. Guess what was in it? A piece of spaghetti.
Uh-uh.
They somehow boiled the veggies in the same water. And this crazy lady about the gluten
She can't go to Cheesecake Factory.
That's what I said!
That's not her place.
That's what I said.
That is not her place.
That's what I said. We had to comp her whole ticket.
There is, like, you know, cross-contamination going
clearly.
On.
Clearly. They don't have
and if you have celiac disease...
Which is serious.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, go somewhere else.
Right.
Can I say this, though? Lady, no one walks out of Cheesecake Factory feeling great.
That's true. We all take a trip to the bathroom, you know, after that damn day, for sure. Because she said that to me. She goes, I was throwing up for days last time.
For days?
That's food poisoning. That's something else.
Yeah, don't go to that restaurant anymore.
That's salmonella. That's botulism.
Listen, I don't know. One thing I've noticed, I've taken a bunch of screen grabs of Instagrams of photos of both of you.
Okay.
Both of you like to rock glasses sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jane, you have it's sort of like a sexy Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah, I love big glasses.
Where did you get those? Do you have any, you have a place you like in L.A.? Or?
Yeah, I got those at, like, Optical Solutions on Hyperion.
Okay, holler back.
In general, I love big frames.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a thing.
Yeah.
But, you
how
know.
How come?
I don't know.
You're not
know.
Rocking those John Lennons, those tinies?
No. I have a small face, too, so, like, I shouldn't like big frames. It's just,
oh,
like,
no, I feel the same way.
I have, like, a really small. But, like, for some reason, like, I just feel kind of, like, you know, smart and masculine or something in them.
Yeah. I like that.
You do.
I
like
do big
masculine
frames. I like masculine frames. I don't like girly. Like, you know, like one time, I had some glasses that were sort of, you know, feminine. Or they were like squarish. And then Sarah Palin came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone like, you look like Sarah Palin, and I was like, ew.
And you were like throwing these out.
Yeah, you had a good run.
That was sad. You loved those glasses too.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, I don't know. I like I like in general vintage style, like retro style in general. So for me, like that 70s, 60s stuff is cool to me.
Yeah,
those sunglasses you have, the yellow ones.
I have some yellow aviators. I have some giant yellow aviators.
I wish you'd wear them all the time.
I wear them all a lot because I can wear them in and out.
Yeah. Yep.
Because they're not dark.
You could wear them indoors. Like when I can go to the Cheesecake Factory, for
example. If I go to the grocery store, I don't have to take them off when I'm in there.
Yeah.
Because it's bright, you know.
You can just keep them on. I can keep them on. Rock that look. I'm going to pull up some photos. Just because I feel like, you know, seeing PFT, I was going to ask if you own jeans, but then I dug some research, okay? So here's a photo of you and the beautiful Rhea Butcher at the Dodgers game.
That's right.
So even at the Dodgers game, you're wearing a collared shirt and a jacket.
That's right.
Jerseys for PFT, okay? Then we have, let's see. Okay, we're going to talk about hats in a minute. The hats, vests. Okay, here's a beautiful photo of Janie with a statement lip. And these beautiful glasses.
That's the glass.
Patrick Brewster.
Yeah.
So I love
a statement lip.
I love a statement lip with the glasses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
So these are the glasses I was referring to.
Yes.
So they do kind of look like
serial killer.
I was literally about to say serial killer, but I didn't want to offend you.
For sure.
Because my glasses are serial killer glasses. Have y'all been watching the Versace story?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You got 90s.
Andrew Kananen and I literally have these exact same glasses.
I have those glasses too.
And I'm like, okay, I see you, you know, serial killer chic.
He was preppy.
Yeah. Well,
he was preppy.
These are from the 90s, so these really could be his pair.
They could be.
That style, which I think is very timeless, you know, that sort of schoolboy kind of look, that was my first pair of glasses and when I was a junior in high school. And I recently found those frames again because I missed them. I missed
them. Those frames were big, like... late 80s, early 90s, sort of like a Ralph Lauren, tortoiseshell.
Yeah.
Do you remember, what was the name of that catalog, Tweeds catalog or whatever?
I don't know that.
Remember
that
catalog?
I don't
catalog?
Either. I love a good catalog,
remember
though.
Banana Republic catalog, the height of Banana Republic catalog, like before it became this huge chain and it was like illustrated.
Like
remember
a Jake Peterman kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, that's
Banana
like
Banana Republic,
that
for people who don't know, used to be like a safari wear kind of.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the name came from, and they sold stuff that was like that.
I used to have this belt people would go crazy over until I got too large to wear. And it had like a walrus tooth looking thing would hook through. Yeah, it was like a thing. Yeah, it was crazy. Banana, like classic. Original OG Banana Republic.
I had
OGBR.
In the late 80s from Banana Republic a distressed bomber jacket, like an Indiana Jones.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
No more, huh?
No more.
I'm telling you, the clothes
I got
swaps.
Too large for it.
Sometimes you get too large for your clothes.
It happens. It happens with the best of us.
Yes.
I found this shirt. I mean, I found this picture on Janie's Instagram. By the way, Lebanese looker, best Instagram name ever. Instagram name ever.
This is stupid.
I found a photo, and this wasn't hard to find. Are you wearing jeans in this picture?
No.
Oh, shit. I thought I was like, I found one. He's got jeans.
Those are some blue,
Dodger
blue chinos.
Do you have jeans? Do you own it?
I have one pair of jeans that I bought, and I hadn't had a pair of jeans in years.
Oh, I thought you didn't have any anymore. You were like done with them.
No, I held on to them. We went to a Western themed wedding.
Oh.
And so I had to buy some jeans. The dress code was, what was it? Texas black tie? Was that the name of it? We never heard this term before.
I don't remember.
Was this Hardwick's wedding?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I stalked. I stalk Instagram wedding hashtags. His wife wore Christian Siriano.
She did. It was like a pink fairy princess dress.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because I wore a pink dress, too.
Yes.
But mine was a lot cheaper than hers. We're not all heiresses. Just kidding. They looked great. I stalk all wedding hashtags.
Y'all
got married before
so
the hashtags.
I know. We got married
right
just
before.
I stalk all wedding hashtags.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I can't believe, like, literally, like, a month before we started
seeing it was
because
our friends
everywhere.
Got married the next year and they had a hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister.
Dang
yeah, because she'll be 8 years this year. So she married right before
pre-hashtag,
and she's like, we barely missed. And also, they didn't have a photo booth at their wedding. It was right before that started.
I'm embarrassed. We didn't have a photo booth at our wedding.
It's a disgrace. Your wedding disgrace. I guess since we're talking about fashion and clothes, you know, do you ever rock hats, Janie? Because your husband loves hats.
I do.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't really.
I mean, I got photos here. You got caps. You got this one. Hold on. Look at that's the one you're wearing today,
which I'm
very excited about. What would you call this hat? Is there a name of this style? I don't know much about the hat.
Isn't that a fedora?
It's kind of, well, it's a Homburg, but I crease the front. I pinch the front. But usually it would be worn,
round.
Not pinched like this. Mm-hmm. And that's from a place called the Wellama Hat Company in Altadena. And it's a custom job.
Yeah.
This I had made for me.
What about this black one? With a silver sash.
That I got. So that's the same thing, a Homburg that I got at a place called Jaime's in St. Paul that are a wonderful clothier that I visit every time I'm in that area.
What advice would you give to somebody, male and women, if they want to wear a damn hat? I want to wear a hat. I just, every time I put it on, I don't have the confidence. I'm just like, why can't I rock a hat, Paul? Why can't I rock a hat?
I think it's that you have to find the hat that.
I think you can.
Yeah, I think you can. I think everybody can. I think that you have to find the hat that works for the shape of your face, you know? But also, you have to just commit to it and say, I'm going to wear this, you know?
I'm trying to think what would be the cutest.
Listen, I'll be honest. I look good in hats.
Yeah. I bet you
hats
do.
And glasses
but
look
you
good
know
on
what?
Me. I have a proportionate face.
You've got straight hair and bangs, too, so you can just pop it on. You don't have to worry about.
I meant to bring my beret because I was going to just
get
your opinion.
Nice.
However, I don't have a hat for me, but Chuchi brought a hat.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought maybe I put it on Chuchi. Well, I had it hidden. Chooch brought a hat, and I want her to put it on, and then I want you to assess what you think with her look with the hat.
Absolutely.
Since you're the pro. Okay.
I feel like I can already tell you what my answer is going to be.
Let's put this on.
Get on there a little.
So, you know, I felt like this was her most, like, PFT hat she had.
Oh, my gosh.
So I brought it for her to just wear.
Oh, she likes it.
It's
of course
tremendous.
She does. So Chooch is rocking a hot pink cowboy hat right now. What are your thoughts, PFT, as a professional, stylish man?
It looks like it was always there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like she was born with it.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's really perfect.
It suits her face, like we were talking about.
It's perfect for her face shape. It looks like it really fits perfectly, too. You know what I mean? A lot of times a hat on a dog, it won't look like it was made for the dog to wear. This looks, it's perfect. It's perfectly sized.
I like how her demeanor didn't change from not wearing the hat to wearing the hat. So it's like, I'll wear a hat.
Yeah.
Can I share? I'm wearing a vest. And,
yes.
And I would like to share something that Jackie said to me when we walked into the studio, which was, oh, you're wearing a vest. I want Chooch to wear vests, but she doesn't have any.
Yeah.
As if the burden was on Chooch to go out and buy some vests.
Well, I did tell her you were coming on, and I wanted her to look her best, but she, you know, I guess she didn't get around to shopping this weekend. Super Bowl and whatnot. She's a big sports fan. So,
Her team? Who was the Chooch's team?
Oh, the Eagles, of course.
I should hope so.
Of course.
Yes, Eagles.
Of course. Just because those other guys could let somebody else have a damn minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's apparently Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's wife. Well, they were having a discussion with their children because their children were very upset that, the Patriots lost the Super Bowl. And I guess a quote from, I saw this on Twitter, Gisele Bündchen said, sometimes you have to let the other people win.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, they both, how many other categories can they hit the jackpot on? You know what I mean?
So she's
the DNA jackpot, the money jackpot.
So wait, she's teaching the children that the Patriots allowed the Eagles to win?
It sort of seems that way, doesn't it? That was a quote that I saw. I did not read the full text, so perhaps, but it didn't seem like it was The Onion or anything.
Your daddy, which is he's a superhero.
Yeah.
Sometimes he throws the game just to make the lowly others feel moment.
Yeah, strung don't the forget, team
she also said
while.
It with like a sexy Brazilian accent. So it's not, it wasn't that, like, don't you worry. Don't you worry,
like,
little girl.
I feel
boy.
Like we need to fact check this. Well, I also read that she congratulated every single player individually on the Eagles. So maybe oh. we're. Maybe we're being a little harsh on Giselle.
Well, why did
I don't
she do
know.
That, though? That's weird.
You know what? Bless them both. You know what I mean?
Bless them both. Bless their hearts.
Good luck with those jeans.
Yes. I think they're going to make it okay.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fine.
I think they'll be fine.
I think they're going to make this. It'll be great for
Let's
them.
Let's check back a year from now and see how they're doing.
Yeah. But bless them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we've already talked about Janie's hair a little bit, but you do have shiny, glossy curls, baby.
Uh-huh.
So let's talk hair regimens. Both of you, what are we doing with this hair? What products do we love? What products do we hate? People want to know.
Well, I have curly hair, so I have to use like super duper thick conditioner, mm-hmm. like to keep it from like to weigh it down.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I also like I cover my grays, which I know that you do too because
oh,
you posted
honey.
It on your
the grays are coming for me. Oh, they are coming
my
for me.
Coming. You mean your sparkles?
Is that what you call them?
Your sparkles.
I love
this
that.
This friend of mine calls them her sparkles.
I think that's
Who
great.
Does that?
Jen Bledsoe.
I mean, I'm going to start
that's
doing
great.
That. I
yeah.
get a. I have a. I have one coming out of my unibrow now that is bright silver, and
yeah.
I call it my unicorn hair.
There, yeah. There you go.
So I'm into that.
So I cover my roots because you know, like until I'm all gray, like I don't want it.
Same.
I don't want to be both.
Same.
I want to be one or the other, like brunette or gray.
Right. I want to go all silver someday. I
yeah,
love
yeah, well,
that
I want
look.
It to be like that, like nice, soft, shiny silver, mm-hmm. but I don't know what kind of, I don't know yet what my gray is going to be yet.
Yeah.
So I cover it. So like one of the big hair things that my hairstylist told me, because we have really hard water.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I just got this filter for our shower head on Amazon.
Oh.
And it like helps preserve your color.
I want that.
Yeah, it's just like to filter the water so it's not so harsh because it kind of strips the color out of your hair. So then I use like a color safe. What is it? The Color Minded. Color Mind.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Bumble
cute.
And Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
I like that shampoo. And then I just use like whatever like gloppy, thick. Like if I'm in the Walgreens and I run out of conditioner, like whatever the gloppiest, thickest.
You open up every bottle and just see,
yeah.
like, oh, that's the gloppiest shit they got.
On the floor.
Yeah, squirt it all over the ground of the store.
Yeah, so like I'll use that to like weigh it down.
I like that you shop at Walgreens.
The Walgreens or wherever.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Amazon. I like that.
Yeah. So that's my hair thing.
I got to get that filter. I mean, is LA hard enough? We got to park at Meters.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Yes, it's hard.
And now our water's hard.
Our water's like turning against us. It's like stripping the color out of our hair.
Well, I've also heard that it can make your hair thinner and stuff. Like, because my hair's definitely changed since I've been here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm from Charleston. It's really humid there. And it's a night and day situation. Yeah. Like, totally night and day. I mean, my hair is so much better in Charleston, actually.
I feel the same way.
It's just not...
About Dallas.
It doesn't get dusty looking, you know?
Because you went to SMU, right?
I did.
Look at that.
I lived there for 3 years.
Dallas girls.
It is humid in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Not as humid as South Carolina, but not as dry as here.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
What about
yeah,
Dallas. Mr. Tompkins? Any hair secrets over here? What do you do?
I really like Bumble and Bumble for shampoo, mm-hmm. and I've tried a lot of their different ones, and I just really like that... I like that brand. I like the smell of it. Mm-hmm. I like the way it feels, you know. I also found out I don't really have any allergies, but I found one thing I'm allergic to is seaweed, and I found that out from the Bumble and Bumble seaweed shampoo.
Interesting.
Which I loved the smell of, and I just couldn't do it anymore because I was like, I seem to get a rash every time I use this.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my ears. So many shampoos, though. Bumble
yeah.
and Bumble.
Yeah, yeah.
You've tried them all.
And I've then tried. Magic Move I use for styling. And
where do you get that? I've never heard of that.
I have to get that online. You can get it in New York at... Like Ricky's, you know that
mm-hmm.
shop? But I've never found it in a store in LA, so I order it through Amazon. But it's like a styling cream. And I learned about it from a musician friend of mine. We were on a gig together, and he was putting in his hair before the show. and you like scoop out a little bit on your fingers. You rub it on your
hands.
It's
almost waxy. Like it's
hard
and waxy.
It's like a really soft wax.
It's awesome.
And then you just push it through your hair. And I really like that. And then to finish, I use Oribe hairspray.
Yep. Did they give you that on set, like bajillion
dollars? I learned about it on a set, yeah.
Because Kulop also said she liked it.
Yeah, it's great.
And you guys work together.
And Tay Tanaka, who was my stylist on Bajillion, for a wrap gift, gave me a little bottle of Oribe.
Look
and now
at
it's
that.
My brand, yeah.
I love that. Do you do any anything on the stash? Any oils, any creams?
You know what? I don't. I trim it every once in a while. This is the longest I've let it go for a while, but I usually like to keep it nice and trim, and I have clippers and I put it on like 4 and just, you know, shave down. Then like I have little mustache scissors that I use to finish it, to make sure that it's all neat and even.
That's cute.
Yeah. But when I had a beard for a bajillion, which is the longest I'd ever had a beard in my life, like both in terms of time and in terms of length, I used a beard wax on that to shape it. But that's it. Yeah. It's like mustaches are pretty, unless you're doing like a crazy, you know, mustache. I'm just doing like a regular
old Salvador Dali.
Yeah. they kind of take care of themselves.
Janie, do you ever watch him trim the stash, or is that a private moment?
I'd classify that as a private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to keep things a little mysterious in the relationship.
Exactly. Sure.
Yeah, keep things exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah. That goes in that category.
Like, I'll go in to the bathroom and trim the mustache, and I'll come back out and say, I'm a new guy now.
Yep.
Just to ramp up the excitement in her home life.
I'm into it. What? This is an intimate question.
Ooh.
I just imagine that Paul F. Tompkins goes to sleep in like old timey silk pajamas with a nightcap. What are you two sleep in? Like, what do you two go to bed in?
Different things sometimes.
Mm. You mix it up more than I do.
Yeah. Okay, I don't go to bed in anything glamorous. This is horrible
to admit.
I don't
either. Who does? You know?
Like, I have these boxers of Paul's that are like literally falling apart that are really old, and then I'll wear that and like a tank top, and then I have this like hideous sleep sweater that I got for Christmas one year.
It's not hideous. I thought you were gonna say something else. There's nothing
it's
wrong
like
with that
so
sleep sweater.
It's so shapeless, but it's awesome. And then I like nightgowns, like short nightgowns. Mm-hmm. And then but I always wear something. Paul sometimes I mean, I don't mean to be. He sometimes goes.
I wear, please, honey.
In the
I will wear. It's very boring, but I'll wear a t-shirt and a lounge pant.
Uh huh.
Pajama.
I was
going to
ask, do you own any sweatpants or anything like that?
Yeah, I have that stuff. Yeah. Because if I'm doing work around the house or running errands or whatever, I'll
you
throw that stuff
errands
on.
In a sweatpant?
People don't recognize
yes.
me.
Wow.
People I know don't recognize me.
Wow, I can't wait to run into you now. I'm going to be on the lookout.
I have had people that I've known for years walk past me in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Because I was not wearing my Paul F. Tompkins costume.
Yeah.
But I.
It's like Marilyn.
I do
she'd
have
turn it on and off.
That's right.
Norma Jean.
I
she'd say, watch this.
Yes.
I think of it as, I'm going to be Norma Jean today.
Yeah.
But I will, I do have like proper pajamas mm-hmm. that I'll wear in the wintertime every once in a while. And it's, I forget how nice it is. Like, it does feel good. It's very cozy. It's very, very cozy. But for just like lounging around the house, you wear
a pajama pant.
Yeah.
Do you ever wear a little cap? You know, like a little old-timey
like a
cap.
Nightcap,
I don't understand how that works. Like, surely...
Me neither.
Surely that comes off immediately.
As soon as you lay your head to rest.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. I just, for some reason, I imagine you in like Hugh Hefner-ish pajamas with a little cap and an old-timey candle walking up.
You're crossing. The cap, I think, went with a night shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it did. Yeah. With the candle.
Which I was given one time and I tried, and that was like.
A night shirt?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And it was not good.
Yeah.
It was not good. I felt like I was tangled up in something. You know, I woke up a lot. It was not good.
And that's the opposite of what you want.
Oh, I have a beauty question.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
Should I, because my girlfriends were saying. Like, there's this new silk pillowcase.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's raving.
What's up with that?
Everybody's raving about that.
Is it
that.
Called Slip or something?
Oh, there's a ton. The whole concept is that cotton will stress out your hair and skin.
And your skin.
And that silk or satin will not.
I mean, in general, a satin pillowcase has been known in history to preserve your dew.
Yes.
Like, that's a real situation.
But it's hot, isn't it?
But this is like the new hot thing is a silk, like a 100% silk pillowcase because it's supposed to restore, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Stuff to your skin.
It
and
doesn't.
Your hair.
Yeah, your moisture won't go out. It will help preserve your hair slash keep
like
it clean slash prevent
it's
breakage.
It's like $100. I looked it up.
Yeah.
And not machine washable.
Yeah, exactly.
What? You got to send those off to the dry cleaner with PFT's reversible vests? This is tedious.
You have to
this
hand wash.
This is tedious.
You have to hand wash it?
I mean, listen.
Lay it flat.
I say go on Amazon and buy yourself a satin pillowcase.
Satin. Like
and
a,
they're like $20.
Like a $12.
And try it and see if you see any difference, you know?
Yeah.
And then maybe invest after that.
That's a good point.
I don't know. Yeah. I wanted to ask you how your microblading went.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm in the... it's sort of not... finished, right? Because, you know, like you go for the first session and then in 6 weeks you get your final session.
Right.
So I'm sort of in the middle of it where it looks like it's disappeared and then it comes back. I don't know if y'all listeners know about this.
But
it's like a very strange thing. Like I didn't even know it existed until your Instagram.
Wow, look at that.
And then I was like, she's an influencer. I want this.
I mean, listen.
And then I did it. And I don't do, like, a lot of beauty, like, in general.
Yeah.
So, for me, it was, like, a big decision. I went and interviewed and was like, what is this? Am I going to look like I have on makeup?
Yeah.
Because I don't wear makeup every day.
Yeah.
And I don't want to leave the house looking like I only put makeup on my eyebrows and no other part of my face.
I know, but they're very important.
That's weird.
The eyebrows are very important. They frame the face.
Yeah, now that I'm middle-aged, like, my eyebrows, they faded away.
I'm telling you, that happens to all of us.
But I didn't know that was a thing. Nobody told me.
That's something
told
all of the younger generations will now know the importance of eyebrows, but in the early 2000s, nobody told us. In the 90s, nobody told us.
Yeah, I was like plucking and waxing like a crazy person.
Same.
And I thought, oh, that looks so good, these thin eyebrows. They didn't. I look back on it. They didn't look good.
No,
but
I'm telling
why?
You, because they frame your whole face, and the fuller they are, the younger you look. But we all look like damn crazy people.
We were like 20-year-old girls with skinny, like 1920s eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thought it looked good.
Yeah.
But I don't, why?
We all look like Betty Davis when we were 14.
Like Betty we look like Joan Crawford. I don't know, like some crazy, like.
Baby
like our
Jane.
Our eyes are, we had crazy eyes.
Why didn't anybody freaking tell us?
I'm mad about it.
I am too.
Everybody was doing it. What could you do?
But that's what, I don't understand.
I'm
that became
mad
the normal thing.
But now the normal thing is how big can you get them?
That's right.
Let's grow these damn things like, you know, Chewbacca.
Can I say this, though, for men?
Yeah.
I don't understand how men, as they age, will let their eyebrows just go insane.
Yeah.
And that's
that's an easy fix.
My grandpa.
It's very easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy. It takes no effort to trim your eyebrows. It's really not hard to do.
You do it?
Yeah.
So give us a little step by step.
Here's what it is. Not even clippers.
Oh, it's not.
Little scissors. If you see any eyebrow that's sticking out of your head, cut it off.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
My grandpa, I remember I sat next to him on a plane and I look over and his ear, it looked like Old Faithful was sprouted out of it.
That's a bummer.
A beautiful gray, just long. And his eyebrows, too, were just insane.
You gotta stay on top of it.
He was 100% Irish. He looked like a little leprechaun man.
Yeah.
Right.
And
you gotta
stay
on top of it.
Yeah.
There's no, like, if you want to let your eyebrows go crazy, that's your thing. That's fine. But look how it worked out for the guy in the staircase murders. He went to jail.
Yeah.
His lawyer told him, you got to cut your eyebrows.
Cut those eyebrows.
He didn't do it.
Be more likable.
He didn't do it.
He didn't listen.
But ear hair, that is unforgivable. Ear hair and nose hair is unforgivable to inflict on other people.
Yes.
That
trim
is your
that
responsibility
up.
As a human being.
They make
and a
trimmers.
Participant in a society.
They make trimmers.
There's all kinds of things. Get that out of there.
There's only a few things that really separate us from animals.
Yes.
Do your fucking part.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Well, listen, simple we've already thing. Gone over an hour. It's time to wrap
have
up.
Have we really?
We sure have, baby.
That,
but
I brought,
so
y'all,
I brought y'all a tiny little prez.
Yeah.
But here, so I don't know. Do you guys have a face mask?
I do.
Sheet mask?
Did I ever do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I do the. Did I did a blue one. Wait, what?
Did we do it together one time?
A face mask?
Yeah.
I probably tried to get you to do it with me. That sounds like me.
I think it's a fun way for couples to do, you know, mask together. You can watch TV.
I feel like we opened one up and it was expired or something.
I don't remember that.
I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
But I did that Smurf blue one that other day.
Right.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's a fun way to throw in some fun. Get a pink one. Get a blue one.
There we go.
Shit. I picked out two for y'all.
Thank you.
Exciting.
So the first one's for Janie, and it's a Floripi mask, which these are made from a coconut husk.
Ooh.
So they're not paper. So they actually keep that moisture real good.
Well, I need moisture.
And I made it. It's a Sweet Dreams mask.
Ooh.
So it has yarrow lavender. So this will be good for right before bed.
A relaxation.
Exactly. And then for PFT, I was going to give him a Floripi as well, but then this one had a top hat on the front. So I just
gotta
went
go.
With that.
Every time.
Exactly.
Got to
go on brand.
Yeah.
So this is the Cream perfect. Shop. So this is a Korean mask. I don't know if you guys know Korean skincare is the rage right now.
Okay.
I did not know
so
that.
This one is naughty because I think it was a naughty. And nice. It was a Christmas set.
Yeah.
And it's February, so it's not expired yet. You got a bit.
There's a snowman on there.
Yep.
He's winking because he's a little
he's naughty.
Naughty.
And this one is an energy boost. So I thought it'd be funny to rev you up and get you tired and then make you guys have to deal with it. So take these.
Thank you so much.
Please take a photo of those and let me know how you like them because we're going to need to know a review of what the Tompkins family thinks of these sheet masks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was thinking at some point maybe I was going to make Paul put it on during, but your outfit's too nice. I didn't want the essence, the juice to ruin that collar.
Yeah.
But we will do it at home and we'll take pictures.
That's what we'll do.
Sure.
Put on your old-timey pajamas and get that little candle out by candlelight. Put those masks on. Yes, put that nightcap on. So why don't you both tell everybody where we can find you, if you have any projects coming up you want to share with everybody?
Well, you please follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Janie Haddad on Twitter, and I'm at Lebanese Looker on Instagram. And I have a podcast that has been on hiatus for a couple years, but it's coming back in 2018.
Exciting!
It's called Janie and Aaron Does Hollywood. And I co-host with Aaron Ginsberg, who's a television writer, and we like to just sort of have some loopy conversation about the biz. And so look for that in 2018. We don't have a specific launch date yet.
Well, we'll be looking out on Lebanese Looker's Instagram.
Thank you.
With bated breath.
Please do. Check out my stories when I drop one or two every now and then.
Nice.
She's no Busy Phillips.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't keep
up. We all
up
can't
a...
be, can we?
No. But yeah, Paul?
I'm at PF Tompkins on Twitter and Instagram, Tompkins. And I have a podcast of my own called Spontaneous Nation that is available every Monday. And so listen to it where you listen to podcasts. This month for February, in celebration of Black History Month, we're having all African-American guests and improvisers
on
every
episode.
Oh, that is so fun. Yeah, it was so much fun and so many great people. There's like people that are old favorites of the podcast as well as new people that have never been on before, guests and improvisers alike. So check that out.
That is so exciting. I can't wait to listen.
It's fun.
Tuning in for that.
The first one is out today, our 150th episode with the hilarious Nathan Lee Graham, who is just like he's from another planet. He's delightful.
Everybody check that out. And while we're announcing things, I thought it would be fun to slide in a big announcement on this app just to see who's listening to the end.
Oh, my God.
So as we know, Natch Butte is one of the featured podcasts at South by Southwest this year in Austin.
Fantastic.
In March. Get excited. And my guest has officially been lined up. So everybody that's going to South by Southwest, make sure you come check out Natch Butte, recording live on Wednesday, March 14th. My guest will be Rachel Bloom.
Oh, crazy ex-girlfriend.
Friends of both of you.
That's right.
She's great.
I like her so much.
We know this lady.
Tremendous.
She's so funny.
We're going to have a good time. Thank you for that. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure everybody goes out and, let's see, mask, go to the dry cleaner, iron your shirts, keep that wild hair wild. If
get a filter for your shower head.
Get a filter for your shower head. Everything else we talked about. Oh, everything will be listed on Ashby.com on the episode guide. And don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. I was forgot to say, get a hat. Get a hat for your dog. Get a hat for you. Get a hat for your dog.